Calling the meeting to order at 7:03 p.m. Richard, are you here?
Yes.
Can you please call the roll?
Okay, it started at 7:03.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Teresa Allen. David Britton.
Here.
Thank you. Lillian Kerr.
Present.
Thank you. Adriana Casaneve. Henry Faust.
Here, present.
Thank you. Robert Gardner. Patrick Hoyt. Wally James.
Here.
Thank you. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Here.
Thank you. Jim Pratka. Frank Pratka, I'm sorry.
Here. Present.
Thank you. Nancy Sabar Naratomi. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Thank you. Deb Shafto. Sister Mama Shamia.
Present.
Thank you. Bill Stone.
He has requested an excused absence.
Okay. Cassandra Thibodeau.
Cassandra has also requested an excused absence.
Something about an airplane, right? Okay,
yeah.
Richard Uzel's here. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Thank you. Ted Weiskel.
Yeah, you're not here.
Benicia Williams.
Also has requested an excused absence.
Okay. Egberto Willis. And Susan Young.
Present.
Thank you. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move to item 4 since we handled excused absences. Agenda approval. If everyone should have received a copy of the agenda. And I will hear a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. What? Are there any objections to approving the agenda as it was distributed?
What motions are we going to consider tonight?
We're going to consider the ones that I received and anything that comes up under new business.
I know, but what is that? Cause I have to write them down.
Well, my understanding is that they will be presented at the time where I think that we may have to amend the agenda. There was one that was distributed to the entire LSV and that's the one that I have.
Now who's that from?
Give me a second. That was, hold on. Oh crap. Sorry. I can't put my hands on it right this second.
There's one that I saw that I have a copy of from Sister Mama Sonia.
Right. And we will address that under new business.
Okay.
But there was one, there was the programming committee. Did you see that one?
Who sent that in? Who's
it
making that motion?
To me directly. It was forwarded to me from someone else. So it didn't come in under the official channels. Hold on one second. I'm going to grab. Hold on. There I am. Okay, I'm going to try to do something with my computer, which is not cooperating in the slightest. I printed it so that I could have it in front of me because my split screen doesn't always work. And I apologize. Does anybody?
Sorry.
Was there a hand?
Do you not know who the motion's from?
Wait, I can find out. Hold on one second. I apologize, y'all, for taking up your time this way.
Is it from Ted? Ted, are you there?
Ted isn't here.
I'm here.
Who's that?
Teresa. Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
But I can't help you with any technical things.
Good.
Okay. The programming committee was not sent to me originally, so I'm going to look for the next one down the line.
Jane, this is Nancy. I sent the programming committee motion, and I added the two things that were discussed at the last LSB meeting. Susan Young suggested we put more clearly that the GM or PD are a member. And Dr. Franklin said he wanted to add support for the news department. So I resent that like a few minutes ago. It's the same exact motion except those two additions.
I got that. And those are for the June, that was for the June motion programming committee. And
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, if I recall, and perhaps Sandy can clarify this, Sandy referred that motion to the development committee.
That motion came from the June meeting, and that is my understanding as well.
Okay, I understand if that's the same motion we're talking about. I understand that too. But I need the wording. I never did get the wording of that motion. So, Nancy, I just sent it, Richard.
I sent it about maybe 10 minutes ago.
Okay, it hasn't gotten to me yet.
I'll resend it again.
At least send it to me because I have to have the wording.
Is that the same, Nancy, the one you just sent, is that the same thing that was presented to the board in June? Or is it something changed?
Yes. It's amended. I added a dot and it says, help organize support for the news department because Dr. Franklin wanted to add that. And then I added at the very bottom a more clearly stating that the general manager and or PD are members of it.
Okay. I never got the copy of that last month and I certainly I haven't got one this month, and you can't add stuff like that just on your own.
The development committee refused to put it on the agenda. So I sent it again to the LSB. I didn't know what to do.
Orders of the day.
Thank you. It has been referred to the development committee. And
the development committee refused to do it. So I sent it again to the LSB with two amendments that were suggested at the last LSB. We are not getting functional, people. Let's get going.
Yelling doesn't help.
It's going to be referred to the development committee again. And I urge you to participate actively in that if you're not happy with the way it's going. And I'm going to get on my soapbox here for about 14 seconds, and I'm going to explain how committees work. And that's where the work of this group is done. When something is referred to committee, it is not a way of getting rid of it in any sense. It is where the real work gets done. And that is where ideas are brought forward. Things are suggested and thrown around and debated up and down. And when the committee comes to a coherent agreement, they bring a proposal to the LSB, which the LSB can then examine. But we don't want to start discussing something when we don't have all the information available to us. And that's what I have to say on that topic.
May I have the
We've had plenty of time. We've had over a month to do look at this thing. The same motion. Has not changed except for two additions.
Are you on the development committee?
Yes. And I asked Teresa, please put it on the agenda. She said, well, we didn't vote on it. Well, maybe what we'll do is we'll do it next month. I mean, what is this? We didn't vote on it? I heard clearly that it was agreed to put on the development committee.
It has pointed referred to the development committee, and that is where it will be addressed.
No, it was refused at the development committee. I'm reporting to because I'm in every committee.
It has been referred to the development committee, and that is where it will be addressed. Thank you.
I'm telling you, it was refused by the development committee chair. Some confusion. The chair said, did we vote on this?
Madam Chair, after you address Mac McPherson, I'd like to speak. Thank you.
Thank you. Mac?
Arguing with the chair, going over the same material over and over again, hollering does not do anything to move this meeting along. And I object to the member taking over the meeting in that manner. I'd like to continue with the meeting.
Thank you. Teresa?
Madam Chair, we did actually, when we met yesterday, we opted to not discuss it. And I told Nancy Sabarnara told me that we would put it first on the agenda for August the 2nd. So it is on the agenda for August the 2nd.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you for taking leadership on the development committee. All right, Susan, were you going to say something?
I apologize, Madam Chair. I'm not exactly sure where we are on the agenda. It was moved and seconded. And I think Richard was clarifying whether there were motions that were a part of the agenda. I would like to move that there be two amendments to the agenda, and I'm sorry I may not have seen the most recent version. One is to add a motion regarding officers to affirm the role of you who has been the vice chair as the chair, for that to be taken up. And a second thing, actually, another thing is that the general manager's report, it's the IGM, not the general manager. And the third thing is I encourage us to have relatively high up in the agenda just a mention of the town hall meeting. I understand that Venetia is on the call, and she would be important for that, but I want to make sure we don't lose track of it.
Thank you, Susan. Richard, you caught up?
I think so.
And I remembered the motion that was given to me previously, and it was from, I'm going to say I got it from Sister Mama Sonia. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And it has to do with proposing a training for all the board and the staff for inclusion and diversity. And that will be addressed in committee reports. It's going to go to the Committee of Inclusion to be developed and fleshed out. So I thank you for being patient with me while I remembered the person who was thoughtful enough to send me a motion ahead of time. Thank you, Sister Mama Sonia.
So, question. So before we can even vote on it, it has to go to the committee. And why is that? I just need clarification.
Because that's where the work is done. What the committee will do is listen to the options, discuss all the possibilities of potential speakers, the format, the timing, the where and when, and then head back to the LSB kind of as a package that is organized and that we can actually look at and make decisions about. The LSB, the purpose of this meeting is not to discuss details about things that we obviously should be doing. but we need to have a little more, a little tighter grip on exactly what's being proposed. Does that make more sense?
Oh yeah, just another question. So if it goes to the, I'm on the committee of inclusion, if it goes to the committee and we do all the work, flesh it out to make it so that it would come back to the LSB to vote it either up or down after all work has been done?
Yes. That's how it's done.
The chair, Nancy on the stack.
Thank you, Nancy. The heavy lifting of this group is done in the committees. And if that hasn't been done, this is a new page. But the LSB has hard business to do, and it's details that we need fleshed out. So, and that's it. And I'm going to say it again. I said it earlier and I'm going to say it again. By no means, if you hear me say something is being referred to committee, it is not to get it off the table or get it out of the way or not deal with it. It's to support it, make it stronger, make it clear in clear language that the LSB can then look at and address the issues and move forward with it. Hopefully, I mean, presumably it's a halfway decent motion and these are that it'll be easier for the LSB to vote for them. Or if there's some major flaw, vote against it, but I don't anticipate that happening.
All Nancy right. on the stretch.
I'm sorry, Nancy. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, the chair, according to Robert's Rules of Order, can send something to a committee. But usually the chair will have these motions allowed to be read and at least addressed by the body. And that is a really good advantage because the body could say, well, why don't you add this or why don't you add that? Or I'm not sure about this. And if there's no negative response and everybody's positive, it can be passed right there in the body. This goes for the PNB. Would you let me finish, please? I don't know who that is speaking. It can be done from an individual to the PNB. It can be done to by an individual member to the LSB. This is quite possible. It doesn't need to be shot to the committee each time before the body even, you know, discusses it.
This is why we're having the conversation. We're moving the agenda forward. Thank you for your advice. I appreciate it.
And I also sent one too concerning Sister Mama Sonia and Robert's Rules of Order.
Point of order.
Yes, I sent it.
Can we sustain the ruling of the chair if there's an objection?
I sent a motion at 7:00 to everybody, and it concerns the Robert's Rules of Order, which is resignation of a member. And that to vote to accept or not accept, this Robert's Rules of Order is inconsistent with the bylaws. And in our bylaws, Article 16, it says we follow Robert's Rules of Order except when it is inconsistent with the bylaws. The bylaws will take precedence over Robert's Rules of Order. So this kind of voting to accept or not accept a resignation is out of order as far as Pacifica bylaws is concerned. I wrote a motion about Sister Mama Sonia and about Cassandra Thibodeau being voted to accept or not accept her resignation. This motion is just pure bylaws. There's no doubt. And I sent it at 7:00.
Thank you. This has been discussed with PNB. We are moving on.
No, it has not been discussed by PNB. The PNB did not discuss these bylaw inconsistencies at all.
Nancy, out of absolute respect.
Did you listen to the meeting? Did you listen to the meeting? I did. They didn't discuss the bylaw discrepancy at all. A violation.
We're moving on.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Yes, sir, Richard.
Nancy, you need to resend that because I haven't gotten that motion.
Are you on the email for lsb@kpft.org, Richard?
I'm on the computer. It's not on my computer. Doesn't matter. Any of that doesn't matter. If you're not sending it to me, I'm not getting it.
Okay, you mean send it to your individual email?
Send the only one that they all have. Send it to the only one that I have. PacificaRU.gm.com.
Okay, okay. All right, I got it.
Gmail.com.
Individual email, okay.
No, it's just what you have on the list, Nancy. Just send it. You're not sending it to everybody.
I'm sending it to
that doesn't
LSP.
Matter to me. I just need it so I can put it in the minutes.
Question offline. We're done. We're moving
it's
to the
really hard to understand you, Richard. I send it to lsb@kpfd.org, and you're saying you're not getting it?
So send it to me. I'm the secretary. If you don't send it to me, I can't put it in the minutes.
Second request. Please take that discussion offline. It has yes. no business with the U.S., with the LSB listening to your back and forth.
Exactly. Orders of the day. Come on.
Okay. Agenda item 5. Staff recognition. And go. Who's first?
I'd like to recognize a couple of people. One, Howard, who helped us put together helped the people who did the town hall meeting. Thank you very much, Ted and Venetia and others. He handled the setup. I know we had some obstacles, but everybody sorted those out. As somebody who participated on the Zoom, I thought it was really excellent. And I know that that's the first time we've done that, and we had to be able to have all of the equipment in the room and then also the Zoom. And then I'd also like to thank Robin, who is doing a remarkable job of managing lots and lots of stuff, including launching the capital campaign effort and improving our communications efforts.
Good. Thank you, Susan. Anybody else with staff recognition?
During this time, is it only staff or programmers?
Programmers are considered volunteer staff.
Pardon me?
Programmers are considered volunteer staff, so go ahead.
Well, we can. Yes, I'd like to recognize and give kudos, five snaps up, to Akua Holt for the KPFT June collective presentation that she did called Reclaiming Our Time. It was absolutely wonderful. We had people from all over, and we highlighted a lot of the jazz greats here in Houston. So kudos to Akua for a wonderful program on Juneteenth.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for bringing that forward, but that's awesome. Last call for staff recognition. Moving on.
Oh, wait, may I say something?
Mm-hmm.
May I say something?
Give me your name.
This is Teresa. May I say something?
Yes.
I want to thank Howard Reynolds. I know that he puts in way more than 40 hours and helping build out the building as well as many, many automated things that he needs to keep an eye on. It's really a 24/7 job. He has to be really on call all the time. I also want to thank Arnie Arneson, who provides us with a wonderful show free of charge. And I think to have news and analysis and really cutting edge discussion and guests that are just phenomenal is really I'm so appreciative of that. So I hope that people will support shows like Arnie Arneson and Tom Hartman because they give these shows to us free of charge. We really should give them lots of credit for that. Thank you.
Yes, that's great. Thank you, Teresa. All right. Agenda item 6 involves the approval of minutes for May 11th and June 8th. And I've been informed by the secretary that those minutes are not yet available. And I don't know if anybody, it isn't relevant why, but Richard and I have both had some personal challenges this month. And I request that the body extend us some patience and goodwill while we get everything together.
Thank you.
Hearing no objections, I'm going to the interim general manager's report. And where is our IGM?
Right here. Thank you.
How are you feeling? Are you better?
Well, not completely. So bear with me tonight. I get to the late afternoon and evening hours. For those of you that didn't hear, I was COVID positive on Sunday. So still trying to get through this, but doing okay. Margie also tested positive at the same time. So I don't know if I gave it to her or she gave it to me or we got it together in the same place. Hard to say. But anyway, you guys avoid it if you can do it. It's just not fun. Anyway, so a week and a half on the job. It's a big job. There's a lot to do. I sent a written report. I hope everybody got a copy of that on the board and you've had time to digest that or at least look it over in part. I'll recap what I wrote here and then I'll open this up to questions that anybody wants to pepper me with. First, the new studio, Caroline Street Park property. It's, we've taken care of a couple of problems. The air conditioners are working. The electrical boxes were trimmed back to meet code. And we have now had a total of 5 contractors walk through, review the plans, and promise quotations. I thought we were going to start to receive quotations last Friday from what they told me, but so far as of right now, I don't have one. Again, I was promised one today. Hasn't come in from one of those groups. However, shortly, they will start to come in. And we'll have to make a selection. Again, Mo Thomas and John Amella Otis are going to lead the review on this and look at the economics. I can only provide my feedback on meeting with most of these contractors in person, all but one. However, I've talked to that group on the phone a few times now as they start to clarify what they're providing. The contractor will be providing building studio walls, making cutouts in walls, adding doors, doing basic repairs to the building that were cited in the inspection report, and otherwise making ready a space to put equipment in so that we can do live radio once again. The part about wiring the equipment and getting that all working, Mo Thomas is threatening to come to town in about 10 days' time, 11 days' time, and stay and get us off the ground, as he put it, with that effort. At this time, best guess, if we can get started here maybe next week, would be around Labor Day when we'll go live. And that's an important date in terms of KPFT getting back on the air live, not only from what the obvious is, but also in the shift in schedule, going to a much more interactive schedule. We can talk about that later. So money to do what we're about to do, buy all the equipment, build out the studio, it's close. I've looked at this 10 ways from Sunday along with the others. John Amella principally is the one with the making the budget. It's close. And so to augment our ability to have a safe, quality space, a capital campaign is being formed by Robin, Susan Young, and others to try to raise money for specific items. And there's a list. We're looking for celebrity chairs for our endeavor. And I guess when it comes around talking about development, Susan maybe can or Teresa can fill us in on the capital campaign a little bit more and when that's going to kick off. But that's very important. So we've got 2 sources of funds, potentially the capital campaign and the monies that were granted us to buy and build out a property. So we have about $90,000 out of that fund that came from Lovett. Hang on just a second, please bear with me. Okay, so there's a lot to do in the studio. So again, I've recapped that in the report. We do have 2G fiber installed that we're paying for. So again, that was put in at the bequest of Mo Thomas as we begin to wire up all the equipment It's all Ethernet based. It's all digital equipment, new to us, probably maybe two generations old in the radio world at this point. And so that fiber will become very valuable for getting our digital signal around, both audio and video, as we'll find out when this launches. What we're going to be doing next, we have two storage units where we took items from the Lovett property and filled up approximately a 10 by 20 by 10-foot tall storage unit at Westheimer and Shepherd. It's mostly full, back to front, side to side, and about two-thirds of the way up the ceiling. I estimate about 1,000 cubic feet of stuff, which will have to be moved over to Caroline before the end of July. And additional equipment that was taken from the Lovett property, some CD racks, the doors from the studio, a studio table, fire extinguishers, and other items are stored at Malcolm Hackney's place of business on Center Street up in the Heights. I visited the location along with Bill Crozier and Dwayne Bradley. Bill Crozier and Dwayne Bradley are going to captain the move of that equipment into the Caroline Street property. Malcolm Hackney, again, not only did he store all this, he has box trucks as part of his business. He said he will drive them and round up some people to help. Also the same when we empty the storage unit at Shepherd. So thank you, Malcolm, and thank you everybody out there that is pitching in a very large helping hand. We have a lot of studio equipment to buy. I talked to John Amello this afternoon. As of now, he has not bought anything yet, but we need to start getting on it. We're counting down seven weeks, 8 weeks to airtime, I hope, if it goes right. So again, the best date to live broadcast, the best guess is around Labor Day, not necessarily Labor Day, but around there. There'll be a new schedule that will be employed at that point because it is live and because we want to create an environment on air that will raise $6,500 every day, Monday to Friday, and then over the weekends as well. If we can do that, if you do the math, that comes out to somewhere in the neighborhood of $195,000, our current rate of burn with the Caroline property included, and I don't have an exact number for you, translates to about $60,000 a month. Plus, we're going to have some unknown expenses going forward, so that's about what we need to budget on the fund drive to fully satisfy our fiscal needs. The next drive is a short drive. It's a summer sizzle. It kicks off in August. It's a $50,000 goal. It's only scheduled for 10 days. I will be meeting with programmers to talk about that. Robin and I are engaged in trying to get a significant gift that we can put people in as a raffle for a $100 donation or more. That significant gift is not really defined yet, so we're thinking like car dealerships will give you free use of a car for a month, that kind of thing. On the new schedule, it will be a lot more interactive with two new call-in shows added, one at 8 a.m., another one at noon. Egberto Willis will be hosting the one at noon, Monday to Friday. We're going to be adding two new music shows, again, Monday to Friday with a consistent host. One you're familiar, well, you're familiar with both of them. Rourke Smith will be coming back, and Susan Darrow will champion the other music show each and every day. They're both solid fundraisers, and hopefully will go a long way to hitting that $6,500 goal, $6,000 goal as I put in my report. I said $6,500, $6,000 per day in my report. So hopefully we'll be in a better place as we move forward on air fund drives, which have been extremely problematic. There's a three-person team engaged looking at a new schedule as I'm speaking to you. At the time I wrote this report, I was still not yet baked, so they're off and running. I've actually gotten a little bit of work done, and in time we'll be talking more about that, but we are by no means near the finish line. I'm hoping going forward that we can call ourselves community media instead of community radio. We can have video on the website. How many people listen on the radio, or are you streaming on your smart device, or otherwise? So I think we need to look at this as a audio video experience. Our website will have video cast from the studios, HD1, HD2, and performance studio, so that you can see and hear performers and talk guests, as well as on-air hosts. We'll have to arrange the camera angle so that, you know, sometimes that's just the back of the head, and it's somebody talking into a microphone. Other people want their face on the camera. So that's yet to be sorted out, but the idea is to have that video link as well. Robin and I are working on a launch date for a new logo contest to be aligned with the new studio home on Caroline Street. We're trying to get as much media buzz about this as possible, so a new logo goes along with this, and it will get volunteers engaged. We saw that a little more than a year ago, a year and a half ago, when the logo we currently have, we had many, many designs, several of which were worthy, submitted. So now we'll have that another opportunity for artists to come forward. There may be other engagements on our webpage for maybe video advertisement for KPFT, like a TikTok type video promoting KPFT that people can send in. In about, let's see, about 10 days time, about 10 days time, I'll be holding a programmers meeting. I've asked Robin to send out the notices for that. I don't think they've gone out quite yet. I'll be discussing that again with her tomorrow. But at that programmers meeting, we're going to be talking about Fund Drive and the need to fund for everybody. We actually had 42 shows not fund in our last Fund Drive. That's an extreme cost to the, Pacifica, and an extreme burden to everybody that has to share this resource. So we're going to have to up the level of participation. It's $90 an hour is where it comes out. You can say $90.10 if you like the comfort, but it's $90 an hour that has to be raised. So in a single Fund Drive, a 1 hour show, we've been doing 1 month, collecting for 13 weeks because we do 4 Fund Drives a year. It's $1,200. So a 3 hour show has to raise $3,600. And if you look at the results from last Fund Drive, there were very, very few programs that raised that. We really have to get after that. Money is very critical right now. I can't emphasize that enough. It's never been a real thing at KPFT. There was always some way to scrape by, or maybe one programmer that was raising an extreme amount that carried others along, or maybe a few of them. Unfortunately, we're past those days, and every program really has to work on their communities, their audience, their followers, and get the funds raised. So we'll be actively recruiting new programs and programmers once we get into the studio and get launched, and try to create keeping the listener in mind first, try to create the most interesting environment for the listener as is possible. Right now, or at last check with Markeisha, we had $39,778 in our account. And again, our burn rate at full capacity here is closer to $60,000. The math is kind of dicey. We'll be getting into Fund Drive before we get down to zero. Robin reports that our membership count is 2,268. The renewal rate is 31%, or was 31% in fiscal 21, and is about the same this year at 30%. The annual gift last year was $181, $172.90 this year. So the metrics have ticked down just a hair. We'd like them to go in the other direction. So far this year, we've raised $373,000. And for those of you that sat on the finance committee last year, you know that our budget was in fiscal 21, We raised $373,000. And for those of you on the finance committee, you know that our budget was twice that or more. So hard to operate, pay all your bills when the cash isn't there to do it. And again, I have to emphasize that we have to find some way to up the amount of money we're making at Fund Drive. It's still our principal source of revenue. There have been a lot of ideas kicked around, but there's nothing that's on the table right now that will get us out of the mess we're in quickly enough. So it's going to be a struggle. So with that, I'll open it up to questions from the board. Thank you. And again, my apologies. I am not at 100% today. Susan, got your hand up? Susan Young?
I do not intend to have my hand up. Sorry.
Okay. Teresa, you have your hand up.
Oh, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to ask a couple questions. So what do you intend to be, can a person submit a request for a program before we move into the building? Do we intend to put any application that they could do on the webpage, for example? Or how do people, is there an email that they can submit a request for a program to?
Really need to reconstitute that process. There used to be a form, and we need to get that back. You know, it requires a pilot, and then you have to have somebody to vet the pilot. That's usually a program director. And right now, the resources are really tied up stripping this new schedule. And until that's done, that's where the focus has to be. The other items, there's probably not enough time, to be brutally honest. So a lot to do and not enough time to do it. But yes, Teresa, ultimately there's got to be a link that says program application on the website. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I did send an email to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So look for that. I'm trying to think of ways that we can better communicate with our listeners so they feel that they are acknowledged. And you know, there are some people that their creative juices are already going and that they already have ideas for programs. If we don't offer them some sort of formal way to submit that, then they feel some sort of disconnect. They feel, oh, well, I have to be a friend of Sandy to get a program. At least we should be able to, you know, have one or two volunteers that look them over and acknowledge that we received them.
The public could always send to GM@KPFT and I can forward that on. I mean, that's
okay. Good. Possible.
Okay.
I don't mean for your email to be a bottleneck sending everything, but yes, that would be helpful.
It's not a bother. It's a good use of the resource and frankly, a direct way to communicate. Sometimes a form doesn't say everything, does it? Okay.
Right.
Ted Weissel.
I have a question for Jane first. I have, notes that I've taken on what Sandy has said on a number of points. Can I go back and forth with him like Teresa just did, or do you want me to handle this?
That's a really good question, Ted. And Teresa asked one question, and as a general rule, we don't like the extended back and forth, but if you have a quick question for Sandy, I think that would be in. I will make an exception. We're going to work on this. You know, it's early days yet, Ted, and I appreciate your patience.
Well, my first question is, what role do you see for the local station board relative to everything you just said in your report? I didn't hear LSV anywhere in there. Was I missing something?
In terms of the construction of the studio, I have been informed by Pacifica that people have to be licensed, bonded, and insured that are working in that building. Okay? So are you licensed, bonded, and insured on the LSV, anyone? If you are, well, there may be a role. It's a difficult thing because we have volunteers in the community that have been around a long time that have done valuable work of the type we need done. But if they're not bonded, licensed, and insured, they can't work on this build out. This goes into FCC, I'm told. Okay. What other areas are we looking at here, Ted? Can you be specific?
We have a bunch of committees. For instance, you said that Dwayne Bradley, Bill Crozier, and others are going to be involved in moving equipment from a warehouse to the station. Do you have to be bonded or licensed to do that? Is there a committee that you could direct this work towards? Could we form a special committee and reach out to the community to get help? Or is this just you, Dwayne Bradley, and Bill Crozier and others that we don't even know who they are? They're going to do this all on their own?
To be direct, Malcolm Hackney, who's a longtime listener and supporter of KPFT. I've actually known him many years. Dwayne has too. He would come in on Saturdays and, donate to Spare Change, and I would see him. And he was always there. So I knew who he was. He's got a really thriving business up on Center Street. He's got box trucks. And so he said since it's summer and it's his production company's business is slow, he could get a couple of those folks to help move the equipment. It's about a 5-man job, and I perceive we have enough people. Do you want to help, Ted?
I want the board to be engaged. I'd like everybody who wants to help to be able to say I'm a part of this thing. I think by excluding people, the result is a significant downturn in the finances. If people feel invested in KPFT, then they'll contribute money. But if they are only expected to donate money, they may not want to participate in any other way. I think getting them to put in time is a way to eventually get them to put in money.
This is one task, okay? We have this capital campaign going. And that's really, like I said at the top of the discussion here that I've been having, it's very important. And board members should really get involved any way you can. There are things that can be done. This is just moving some stuff and storage into the building. And I'm sorry if anyone feels slighted. If you do, again, reach out. We need about 5 to 6 people. And my perception is Malcolm said he would supply them. So thank you, Malcolm, and the box truck, too. And he'd even drive the box truck. That's a big advantage.
One more question. Is the programmers meeting open to members of the local station board?
For this first one, I would prefer not. But subsequent ones are not going to be a problem, I don't think.
Thank you, Chair. Nancy on set.
Thank you, Nancy. You got one question for Sandy.
Yes, it's a violation of the bylaws not to open an advisory committee to all station members. You cannot exclude station members. That's in the bylaws. Any advisory committee, except in the case of finance and management selection review, they can come. They're welcome, but they cannot have a vote. But all other advisory committees, they require that the whole station membership of that radio station are welcome as members.
Could you give me the specific bylaw numbers so that
I sent it already. I sent it, Jane.
Okay. Thank you.
In the motion. Earlier tonight, look at around 7 o'clock or something like that, or maybe a little after 7. I don't know how you're.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that pertains to committees of the LSV, but management can have advisory groups of its own.
And that's why I want to see the specific citation to make sure that we are compliant. And I appreciate it, Nancy. Thank you. It is 7:52. Any last questions for
a chair,
interim GM? And do, Henry, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got 15 minutes at 7:53 before we start public comment. Can you do your 15 minute?
You know, I could probably do it in four. And everybody could take 11 minute break. So we met on Monday as the grant writing group. It was myself, Robin, Ted, and Nancy. We discussed a couple of possibilities, maybe actually three. So one of them is the Manil collection. We're trying to get with somebody in their advancement because Manil has funded KPFT at some time. I'm still waiting on the appointment for United Way, which they have some database for all this grant writing stuff. So I'm working on that. And Nancy and I are going to go to the Montrose Center to seek some funding for missing women, indigenous women. And so Nancy's going to write up a one-page write-up on that. Once I have that, we're going to make an appointment to meet with Montrose Center. There were a couple of possibilities, but after talking to some people, those are pretty much dead ends right now. One of them is the Center for Public or Corporation for Public Broadcasts. Right now, that's not really viable. We were talking about Borealis, and I just, you know, talking to Robin about it and looking at the information on the six different initiatives they have, it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. We were going to use that to fund a journalist for transgender issues here in Texas as part of Queer Voices, but we're going to try to do that through other mechanisms. Now, all this grant money that hopefully we'll get in the future, that money would go towards a journalist to report on transgender issues, summer internships, plus the mentoring of those interns, and money for the build-out on the new home for KPFT, and also equipment needs. So when I'm out there talking to people, those are the three areas I talk about where the money would actually go. If there's any questions, you guys free to ask. That's really all I had, Jane.
Thank you, Henry. Really good work. I can tell, I see emails from you, and I can tell you're out there really doing your job. And I'm glad you have that little committee together. And I might have some ideas, which I will email you directly, and we can kind of toss back and forth and then bring back to the body as a whole.
Yeah, great. If anybody has any input, just email me or call me. It's a long process. It's hard to get in touch with people, but you just got to keep pushing at it.
Well, you know, it's July in Houston. That's an actual thing. And a lot of places kind of wind down during the summer. So it's really good to have our ideas ready and get geared up, doing our homework, which is exactly what you're doing. And I can't tell you how much everybody appreciates your effort. You're really doing the work that all of us need to be doing.
Well, and I do want to, you know, thank the people that are helping me. So, yeah. You know, Ted, Nancy, Robin, to give me a lot of help. So
that's great. Thank you all very much.
Jane?
Yes.
I'd like to respond to what you just said about it being July in Houston. Very briefly, what I want to say is that there's a real epidemic in our society, and it has to do with the inability to get people on the telephone. I spent an inordinate amount of time trying to break through the wall to get to the United Way. It is not just July. It is throughout the year. And it probably is throughout the United States, if not the world. But it's a serious problem that needs to be addressed, perhaps by media.
Interesting. I think that the other thing you might consider, it's possibly, if this is just an idea that flew out of my head, is contacting them in writing first and requesting the name of the person to contact and being very specific about it. So, All right. On that note, it is 7:58.
A chair, Nancy.
It's dinner. Nancy, you got a minute and a half. What do you got?
Yes. When Sandy resigned, we should put the next staff runner up to the board. And I was late. I did not hear the roll call, but somebody just texted me from New York City saying Rodrigo's name was not called on the roll call. Can you please do that and let him give his introduction?
To the best of my knowledge, Sandy did not resign from the LSB.
Oh, yes, he did. We have an email.
Thank you.
So please have Rodrigo come on the board and give his introduction.
Sandy did not resign from the LSB. It's now 8 o'clock.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did in email format.
About
quite
it,
some time ago.
It's a fact. It is not an idea or something we can discuss. It is an actual fact in the world that is not actually debatable. Sandy,
orders of the day, please.
Sign from the LSB.
Orders of the day.
Yes, moving right along.
This is a violation of the bylaws.
Thank you, Nancy.
One is removed in Article 4, Section 9, when they resign, and he resigned.
He resigned as chair. He did not resign from the LSB. We have got.
Well, would you like me to read his email
on this, Nancy?
Orders of the day.
Debatable. We're moving on. It is 7:59 and I
object to the ruling of the chair.
Point of order.
The ruling of the chair has been challenged.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
First of all, the ruling of the chair has not been, the appeal of the decision of the chair has not been seconded. Secondly, for a resignation to become, to be in force, the body has to accept it. I do not know that the body has voted to approve of his resignation, which I understand he is with. So on both of those counts, unfortunately, Rodrigo is on the outside still looking in my opinion.
Thank you, Ted. It is now 8 o'clock, and we are starting public comment. And just a reminder, anyone who wants to participate in public comment, you have 2 minutes. And Mr. Secretary, are you going to be the timekeeper?